Okay, so I wanted to share about this pranayama technique called pratiloma. So this will be stage one of two stages of this particular pranayama practice and diaphragmatic breathing technique. So if you aren't already, I highly recommend that when you are riding your bike, walking uphill, even just moving around, that you're breathing out of your nose. Part of that is because of the restriction through the nasal passage, it actually starts to strengthen the diaphragm. And so there's been studies that basically look at, you know, elite athletes, and even only 50% of elite athletes basically have the capacity in the diaphragm and the strength in the diaphragm that is ideal. So there's like this diaphragmatic fatigue that is present in most humans. So we're looking to become more superhuman. So this is a breathing technique with partially closed nostrils. And so the idea is to restrict the flow of breath through the nasal passage to half or even three quarters. So sort of forcing the inhale with resistance and then exhaling with complete open passageways. So it's really about training the diaphragm and strengthening the diaphragm over time. So the first thing to do is just situate your hand. So the easiest thing to do basically is to use your ring finger and your thumb as the mechanism that closes the valve basically of your nasal passage. And you're gonna place your fingers just below the sort of notch of your nose after where it transitions from bone and to cartilage. So you're gonna take your right hand up to your nose in that way. So your hand sort of curls around your nose, and you're gonna take a full cycle of breath through each nostril. And then you're going to basically partially close your nostril passages with your thumb and your ring finger and inhale. Until you actually feel your diaphragm. So you're gonna take a complete inhalation, and then you're gonna take your hands off, and you're gonna just have a pause, a moment of a pause, and then you're gonna exhale through your nose at the same rate. And then you're gonna do that again. The idea is that you do that 10 times leading up to 5 sets twice a day, in the morning and in the evening, to basically start to train even your diaphragm and strengthen and relax. And so there's been a lot of really cool studies on this related to asthma and GERD and other restrictions in terms of lung capacity.